Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody, here's what's on the table today. A little politics, it's all politics with your cup of coffee this morning. All right, I'm going to warn you right now. Try not to spit up your coffee with what I'm going to say next. I'm going to praise Governor Kate Brown today. I'm going to do that. So, you know, just hold tight. Don't lose faith. Don't push the change the station button just quite yet. I'll explain myself in a moment. Also, should you purposefully try to contract coronavirus? Believe it or not, it is an idea that's being discussed. No kidding. And it's an interesting talking point. And finally, Oregon is going to be pretty badly impacted by this, this coronavirus business and the shutdown of businesses and all of that. And so Kate Brown is urging the legislature to be prudent in spending money. Well, if that were the case, Governor, you would need to go back and unwind a whole lot of what actually got done in the 2019 legislative session, because you did anything but be prudent with the incredible amount of money you guys spent. Now, in that vein, there is actually serious consideration, and there should be, in postponing the implementation of the new sales tax that you're already paying, folks. You're paying for. Every time you buy something in Oregon, you're paying the sales tax. This is the business activity tax, right? The CAT, commercial activity tax, whatever you call it, folks. It's a sales tax on you. Should it be suspended? That's not a hard. In fact, there's a great Ben Bulletin editorial about this today. You can go see it if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. OregonWatchdog.com. You see a lot of these stories that I am talking about today. Kate, by the way, she's established an opportunity for your employees to snitch on you, or for you to snitch on your employer. Yeah, it's a hotline. If your employer is not complying with the this whole business of social distancing at your place of work, you can now snitch on them. Now, the governor said, and the Oregon State Police, by the way, I saw this on Twitter, and I think it was Bill Post that tweeted this. Oregon State Police has come out and said, we're not going to be hauling people to jail for this kind of thing. At the most we might do is issue a citation. Yeah, that's probably about right. And probably should be about right. Because you know what? The bad guys are still out there. Now, so far, Oregon hasn't decided, and Oregon cities, to my knowledge, haven't decided to do what some other cities across the country have done, turn the bad guys loose. Now, in an astonishing, you probably saw this. You remember Portland's failed one-year experiment with Danielle Outlaw as the police chief there? Well, I think she's in Philadelphia now. She, came in front of the camera, 2 weeks ago? And said, we're no longer going to arrest certain crimes. Talk about just opening up the doors for the bad guys, sending a message to them. So far, and some other jurisdictions have let some of these, supposed law, low criminal types out of jail. So far, that hasn't happened here. By the way, that's why some of these places... Well, in a lot of places in America, gun sales have gone through the roof. It was interesting. I was talking about this with Jeff Mapes yesterday, who's retired. Well, he's not retired. I was a longtime Oregonian reporter, and then he's over at OPB now. And he was calling to talk to me about another matter. And we kind of talked through this. His niece, I believe, is an ICU nurse in Seattle. Seattle's one of these places that's kind of been hard hit by the virus. Well, she is being required to wear a mask all day long, a single mask all day long. And, you know, and there is some, in fact, I saw this morning early, there is some thought that if you sterilize that mask, like during the day, and UV light is one of the ways to do that, that you can continue to wear it. Typically, the protocol over the years has been, and rightly so, is that you would change mask when you go, and your PPEs, when you go from one ICU patient to another. And that's probably still the right thing to do. It's just we're running out of those supplies. Well, we were talking about this, and of course he had to get into Trump. And so it's about Trump. He's not a Trump fan, as you can imagine. At any rate, it's all very interesting as Trump is trying to reassure the markets. And this is part of our conversation yesterday. My conversation with Jeff Mapes is that, you know, look, here's the deal. I think that Trump is just trying to reassure the country. When he said he's going to try to be open by Easter, you know, that's a goal. He's trying to reassure the country. And today, as we have found, you know, late last night, the quote-unquote Senate has reached this deal with Congress. And that means that Nancy Pelosi, who's been trying to blow it up and did for a couple of days, has had to agree to it. And I think the only reason that they've had to do that, folks, is because we the people stood up and raised holy hell with these people, as we should. And I think that they were very quickly realized, and they probably didn't even have time to poll it or focus group, because that's normally what you would do, that they probably have figured out that this is a really bad idea. It's going to kill them in the upcoming elections, as it should. The outrage that all of us feel, and I mean all of us, with trying to put funding for the Kennedy Center, trying to put abortion funding, solar tax credits in a bill that is just trying to keep families whole so they can keep putting bread on the table. Well, apparently it's going to be a lot of bread. And I mean a lot of bread, folks, because it's all told. I mean, this package, and by the way, nobody's yet seen it. I saw Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn on with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business this morning, and she said, we haven't seen it yet. We don't know what the real details of this thing are. Okay. The devil's always in the detail. And you know if you're getting buy-in from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi that it's going to be a lot of stuff in there you're not going to like. So we also know that Trump has decided he's going to hold firm. And he made that clear yesterday in his presser about this, not the Fox town hall, but the presser later. Now, I opened up the show with saying, you know, don't spit up your coffee, because I'm about to praise Kate Brown, and I am. Steve Dean is a leftist columnist for, you know, the Oregonian. And he wrote an op-ed piece. Says the head of it is the headline is "No Cure for Kate Brown's Chronic Tentativeness." There's no cure for her chronic tentativeness. And this is his first sentence. On a weekend, this last weekend, folks, that demanded proactive leadership, Oregon once again settled for Governor Kate Brown. When the state needed a mandated stay-at-home order last Friday, Brown flinched. We were desperate for some long-overdue resolve in the battle with COVID-19. Brown was nowhere to be found. In her absence, the Oregon Nurses Association, 15,000 strong, begged the governor to be far more aggressive at locking down the state. Folks, they're a union. Yeah, no wonder they want help for hospitals. Yes, I know nurses are being overworked, and thanks to them, and all of you that are doing the right thing in terms of healthcare professionals. But they're still a union, and they're never going to let a crisis go to waste. It's all about getting union dues. But it's also about taking care of your patients, so I give them a little grace here. He goes on to say that on Friday, she whiffed. By Sunday, Brown was slowly coming around. On Monday, the governor finally dropped the executive order, the mandates to stay at home. And he goes on to criticize her. The governor's toothless Friday tweet. Please remember, he quotes her saying in her tweet, every action we take has an impact on this new reality of living with COVID-19. And then he goes on to say, so does chronic inaction. Many of my readers are bored, I'm sure, with how often I ask why Brown even bothered, I'm adding that word, sought re-election 17 months ago. Get this. She has never had the temperament for the job. Even her friends and allies know that. Some people are at their best when the pressure is on. Not Governor Brown. She has many strengths, but confidence and decisiveness aren't on the list. He also criticizes this. He says, in simpler times, that meant too little was done to help the department to deal with the most traumatized children in the foster care system. That's another criticism of Kate Brown. He goes on, that meant that Brown sat on her hands while Jennifer Williamson took apart Oregon's death penalty. That meant the Democrats at the Oregon legislature were stupidly unprepared when Republicans once again turned tail and fled the Capitol. They went on strike, folks, to scuttle the cap and trade vote. With the coronavirus on the loose, he writes, the stakes were a wee bit higher. So is the need for gubernatorial leadership, as several developments made clear this week. And then he goes on to go on to this insane tirade against Donald Trump. In the end, he writes, Oregon deserves better, but Oregon reelected Kate Brown. Now, let me tell you why I'm going to praise Kate Brown. Because she ultimately did the right thing, and she says it in the one story today in the Oregonian. And it is simply this. She wants to do the least amount of damage to the Oregon economy. She's still allowing a very wide open business shutdown type of an order. It is still probably unconstitutional and it ought to be challenged, but I have to give her credit because you know what? She's doing the same thing Trump is doing. I know that would probably kill her to actually hear me say that. Kate Brown is being Trumpian. And in this case, she is right, just like the president is right. In saying we want to do the least amount of damage to the U.S. economy, as with the Oregon economy. And folks, it is going to take a hit. There's stories about how the special session that's probably going to happen next week is going to have to deal with this. But let me just praise Kate Powell for putting in place a stay-at-home order that allows Oregon businesses generally to operate. Then, of course, she had to put in a snitch line. Allowed you to snitch on those that aren't. That might not be all bad. What do you think? Back in a moment. No, that's not poverty. No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I hope you've recovered from me actually praising Governor Brown's weak executive order, as some are calling it, because I think it's the right thing to do. We don't know how bad this thing is. We just don't. So you have to err on the side of caution. I get all of that. Now, I'm also not saying that Steve Dean is entirely wrong in his criticism of Kate Brown. This is one of the reasons that she was vulnerable to Newt Bueller, but Newt being a doctor, and his personality is not such that he would stick a knife in her throat politically, metaphorically speaking, folks. I didn't mean it literally. And because that's what you have to do in politics, especially in Oregon. Well, I mean, Newt wasn't going to do that, folks. And the opportunity was there, especially after he sucked up all that money, like $20 million, to lose by 6 points to a woman despised by many in her own party. And that's Steve Dean, and that's what he says. Now, many of his criticisms here are correct. But look, I'm telling you, friends, Kate Brown, we ought to thank Kate Brown. Those of us who are free market, limited government types ought to thank her for putting in place a pretty weak business executive order. Now, look, if you're one of the businesses that are shut down with no opportunity, but I've got a friend who is a small, he's a one or two man shop when it comes to this small gym that he owns. This is going to kill him. He is going to have to be one of these people that gets a low interest or a no interest loan from the federal government that is supposed to come out of the Senate package, which is supposed to be voted on sometimes today. We'll see. We'll see what kind of crap and garbage that Republicans and the president have had to agree to get it passed in the House and the Senate. But by the way, it'll be fun watching these senators show up in, supposedly they're going to show up in these suits. I mean, these coronavirus suits, like hazmat suits. That'll be fun. What an optic and a visual that'll be. Anyway, my friend will have to be one of these businesses. Now, if you're one of those businesses, you're probably not praising Kate Brown. But you know what? It could be a lot worse. I know this is the lesser of two evils approach, but I have to give her some credit for that. And maybe, like I said before we went to the break, maybe the snitch line that she has opened up is good. Because she said very clearly, you know what? If businesses don't abide by this social distancing and all of that stuff, and by the way, the unions for state workers are starting to noise that now the state's not even doing it. Well, the state should do it. It's good for the goose, good for the gander. It has to be equally applied. At any rate, maybe this is not so bad that the snitch line is out there, because you know what? You know there will be businesses that would cheat. And, you know, if you really want to screw up business in Oregon, you really want to hurt your revenues so that there's no or very little money available, just do that, businesses. Now, again, I still think that this is an overreaction. I just do. I don't think this thing's going to be nearly as bad as what people think for a number of reasons. But, you know, one of the ways that you can help build your immunity from it, and we'll talk about this when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, one of the ways you can is to actually get this thing. But why sell? I mean, because your body builds up immunity to it. And they're talking about taking antibodies. Literally, last night, they were talking about on TV, taking antibodies from somebody who had survived COVID-19. And literally, intravenously feeding that into people who had COVID-19, whose lives were at risk. Now, I don't know. Should you go out and get COVID-19? Well, it actually happened in Kentucky, and we'll talk about that. But you know what? Why don't you just not get it? Build up your immune system, and you know one of the ways you can do that is with ProBioScience. This is a great, the folks that own this radio station own ProBioScience. It's a family company right here in Salem. And they sell CBD and really high quality CBD. I know because I've sold them my CBD, folks, as a hemp grower. If you go to ProBioScience, Pro-Bioscience, that's the website, Pro and then the dash bioscience.com. You can order this month with a special code, Shamrock. I mean, this is the month of March and St. Paddy's Day and all of that, you get a 15% discount. Shamrock, 15% discount. They have a lot of great products. But CBD can, in fact, boost your immune system. I'm taking it every day now, folks. And I think you should, too. Go to pro-bioscience.com. Enter the code SHAMROCK for 15% discount. So, look, the reality of all of this is that coronavirus is going to impact, already has impacted our lives, folks. I mean, they're talking about literally closing down the entire school system for the rest of the year. There was a meeting at the Capitol 2 days ago, a committee meeting. They talked about it. And the seniors who have not graduated yet, don't have enough credits, they're literally talking about letting them graduate with whatever credits they have. Now, how's that going to work if you're going to college? I don't know. But even more importantly, right now, the school that I am the founder of and the president of the school board, it has 4,500 kids in it, Oregon Connections Academy. We were just told we have to stop enrollment. We have 1,600 students in the pipeline trying to enroll in our school right now. I'm serious. All of this is going to impact. This thing has just screwed up everything. When we come back, it's 6:30. We should try to coronavirus as a way to stop from coming back this fall. Listening to Political Coffee, I'll be right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Welcome back, friends. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. If you're just joining us, I said something shocking in the first part of the show. I praised Kate Brown. And I know that may have caused some of you to swerve off the road as you were driving to work and spit up your coffee. Now you got to clean up the inside of your car. I'm sorry, but I did. Because Kate Brown has put in place fairly weak, as it should be, a fairly weak executive order. Now, in a moment, friends, we're going to go to the phones, but I also want to get into this. The other thing we're talking about is a couple of things. The Oregon legislature and the governor's warning about this is going to have to meet in special session. We're going to have to put more money into our programs. Sorry, I had to cough into the microphone there. No, I don't have COVID-19. Anyway, they're going to have to act more prudently. We're going to put more money into, this whole response to coronavirus, okay? And that means they're probably going to have to readjust some priorities. Should they suspend the business activity tax, which businesses don't have to pay the first amount until April 30th? Business is getting hammered. Kate is shutting them down. Shouldn't she suspend the tax? I wouldn't bet your life on it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. The other thing that I want to talk about in a moment is this business of that. Should you hold a coronavirus party? What? Yeah, the idea that you would purposefully contract coronavirus if you're older and you have underlying health conditions, or if you have any underlying health condition, this is a bad idea. But if you're healthy, it's not a bad idea, is it? In Kentucky, there was a coronavirus party. A bunch of people went to it, went to a bar, drank it up. And one of them has tested positive for coronavirus. Now, look, this is not a good idea, but developing an immunity to it is a good idea. And that's what people are talking about doing here. No, not necessarily trying to get it. But the idea that if you did have it and your body rejected it or your body overcame it, your body's developed antibodies to it. Okay. Last night on television, they're talking about a number of doctors are considering the idea and the possibility that one way to fight this to help people who have contracted it, who are at risk, would be to remove the antibodies from someone who has survived it and intravenously feed that into someone who needs help, who has it. It's an interesting concept. Would you do that? Would you want to risk it? I mean, I suppose if you did, and Bruce, hang on, because I'll get to you in just a second here. I suppose if you did, if you went to a coronavirus party where people are hacking and coughing, and literally someone who has it is there and is spreading it around, and you're purposefully trying to get it, and you went home and you self-quarantined for however many days, tested positive for it, recovered. I don't know. That seems crazy to me. But people are actually talking about doing it. What do you think? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, every small business is hurting right now, and I really hope, well, all businesses hurting, but small businesses are just getting killed. And I really hope that you take to heart the seriousness of when I ask you to specifically patronize the small businesses that advertise on this radio station and this show. Diamond Royalty Rides. They sell a wonderful thing. They sell making you feel better. And right now, people aren't feeling particularly so great. But at the same time, one of the ways that you can help your family feel better, I'm quite serious, rent a limousine and a driver from Diamond Royalty Rides. Go out and spend the day. It'll be awesome. Go out and spend the day driving around. Cherry blossoms are out. I mean, it really is. It's a great time to do it. Support our local businesses. Go to DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. It's surprisingly affordable. Help out local businesses. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Bruce. Bruce, good morning. What do you say?
Well, good morning, Jeff. I watched President Trump's forum last night, and what I saw was somebody that really was working toward keeping us informed of what's going on and making recommendations as far as Americans to make this thing go away. And I didn't see any executive orders. I didn't see any heavy-handedness. I didn't see any punishment if you didn't. I saw a leader who actually was leading from the idea of believing the best in people, that, hey, if I put this out to Americans and they know how serious this is, they will do the right thing. I don't see that from Kate Brown. I see Kate Brown getting out her executive order pen, directing Oregonians what to do as if we're children, and then being shocked people go to the beach and go to the falls and just ignore her, because Oregonians have a pioneer spirit, very independent. They do not like to be told what to do. So a better approach would be the Trump approach. Keep people informed. Recommend to them what they should do. Basically, she could recommend what she put in her executive order. but don't attach some kind of hammer to it. I don't agree with the snitch line. I think that's turning neighbors against neighbors. We need neighbors helping each other right now, not being dictated to by somebody in an unconstitutional manner. A leader is going to lead. She's not leading.
So you think my praising of her is wrong?
Well, I think that what you said was her weak executive order. She could have got her weak executive order done through recommendations, not a heavy-handed, you know, here's what we must do, and then, you know, attach a penalty to it if you don't. I believe Oregonians are a lot smarter than she's given us credit for. And she's not treating us like adults and free, liberty-minded people that we are. She's treating us as if we're vassals and we need to bow and do what she says, or she's going to bring the hammer down. And I don't agree with that approach.
I would agree with your assessment. I think you're right about that. Bruce, thanks a lot. Appreciate your opinion today. The market, by the way, is up about 600 points. They like what's coming out of Congress. We'll see what kind of garbage, along with the good stuff, is in this sausage, known as a true 2.5. Who knows how much this thing, the price tag is on this thing, this supposed virus bailout package. We'll see. We'll see what's in it. The heavy-handedness of Kate. Folks, you have to understand is that much as I praise her for putting in place a weak executive order on shutting down businesses, it could have been a lot worse, yes. You have to understand one thing. Kate's reluctance to do this isn't because she values or likes or understands small business. She has no clue, folks. What she does have a clue is that she cannot totally destroy Oregon's economy, because that means she doesn't have money coming in. That means she has to lay off state employees. That means there gets to be less union dues being paid that get paid to her in the form of campaign donations and all the other Democrats. And if they can't do that, if they don't have money, and if they don't have enough workers that are in the union, they don't get the ground people that they need to pound on your door and demand your ballot. That's what she's worried about. It's not any, believe me, I'm not looking at this through rose-colored glasses, not because she really cares about you or she really cares about your business. She doesn't. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm good. So, Jeff, I think Kate is wishy-washy. You know, I don't know if you watched Levin last night and him talking about New York and what they should have done and what they weren't prepared for any of this stuff. They actually could have ventilators and stuff for natural disasters and emergencies, and they did. And now they're trying to make up and blame the federal government. And so I think Kate is being wishy-washy and not as decisive as she could be, and kind of putting together her executive order was kind of a piecemeal thing. So what different states are doing, like Washington and New York, etc. So we'll see how it all pans out.
Yeah, we will, friend. Look, I hope your business is okay. That's Art. Those are his
Heck
thoughts.
No.
We'll be back in a moment with Dwight and Glenn. You guys hang on through the break. We'll get to you when we come right back. Don't go away.
Yeah.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to talk with Dwight and then Glenn, 503-589-1220, the Power Buick GMC talk line. Still an opportunity for you to weigh in on the topics of the day. Did Kate do the right thing by issuing a weak executive order? Should I have praised her for that? Could it have been worse? And should you try to purposefully contract the virus so you can build up antibodies, because this thing will die out over summer and come back this fall? It's an interesting thought. Some people are literally, in Kentucky, they had a coronavirus party. And yeah, one person who went there literally has got it. Is this a good idea? I don't know. I think you're better off not to get it because you have a better immune system. Eric Azer is a great local contractor. He's a man of faith. And you know, if you're stuck at home right now, because you're supposed to be sheltering in place, and you're looking around the house and you're going, you know what? It's just time we fix that or we remodel that. He's a great guy to talk to at Righteous Renovations. You can trust him. He's got great reviews on his website. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Eric Azer, righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to Dwight. Dwight, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you. I feel like we have to be a little bit afraid of forcing so that you end up with a government control we don't want. But actually, you know what I'd like to talk about? Talk about God a little bit, because my Bible tells me, talk about God, talk about his wondrous works. Talk about it when you rise up, when you lie down, when you're walking by the way. Talk about God. I want to just say, just God is in control. Remember how when the plagues had served the purpose, Pharaoh acknowledged that he was great. Then he stopped the plagues. And when it had served its purpose, then he said it could stop. And so we know that God is in control. And if we repent and acknowledge that he is great and give him glory, then he'll say, oh, well, I guess it served its purpose. I guess I can let up now.
Well, so let me ask you this, Dwight, because I happen to believe, first of all, that, number one. But number two is, do you think that acknowledging that and accepting it brings people peace in this time of, you know, frankly, a lot of uncertainty? Do you think that helps people this and maybe even not get sick because they're not stressed out and worried?
Yeah, good thought. And I found the promise verse in Psalm 91, and that this plague will not come nigh your dwelling if you make God your refuge. But I have faith, and it gives me peace, and it's great.
Well, good for you. I mean, I do too. And I, you know, I believe that if we have faith in God and who he is and his word, and we speak that word over our lives, that it gives us that peace and that joy in our hearts. And right now, peace is a pretty important thing. Dwight, thanks a lot for a great call. Let's move on to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What do you say this day?
Picking up from yesterday.
Yep.
Yes, picking up from yesterday would be, remember we said test, separate, and then treat. And to go out and look for bad things, when I wore a hazmat suit and we were running around looking for spilled chemicals, those spilled chemicals look like water. You'd want to just take something and wipe it up, but it could be hydrofluoric acid, hydrochloric. It can be silene gas. You've got to test to find out what it is. Now, if you remember the Lancet report when it came out, and remember they took it down off the web. It was reporting the Wuhan crown pneumonia. Remember, it's they call it the a virus, but in reality, it's a virus with those little crown things or injectors were added to that virus. That's the part of the plague or the injectors they added to it makes the pathogen. If that travels through your body, those injectors will pick up other viruses in the body and deliver them to another part of the body, even a vital organ. So are you able to pick me up? I'm getting feedback from you.
Yeah,
Jeff.
We're getting it. I can hear you just fine, but we're
okay.
If you have your radio turned off, then we're okay.
It is off. Yep, it's totally okay. Off, and I think it maybe it's part of your guy's setup.
Yeah, it just could be the internet.
This is very vital, though. That crown injector that was added to that makes this unique. And if it can travel in your body and pick up other pathogens in your body or just viruses, it'll deliver it throughout your body and then go after your organs. So I say, no, I don't want to get it on purpose. No way. We don't have an absolute remedy for it. They've tested penicillins, and they're not totally doable. The hydrofluorochlorine quinine, Jeff, are you aware of that one?
You're not talking about hydroxychloroquine. You're talking about a different compound.
Yes. The
No, I'm unaware.
Remember, that was discovered by Jesuit missionaries back in the 1638 in South America. It comes from the pulp of a tree, the bark of a tree. Very strange name, like a cheetah China thing. And that was then hydrated to make it not so, it advances very harsh to the body when it first came out. But when that
Glenn,
hydrated,
let's do this. Let's continue this discussion tomorrow on tomorrow's show, because we're at the end of this one. Glenn, I appreciate you sharing with that. I mean, there are 69 compounds. There's a story in Breitbart about this that are being considered for testing. Who knows? Maybe that's one of them. Glenn, I appreciate that. We can talk tomorrow. Friends, I want to remind you, one of the ways you can keep your home safe from the virus is to talk to Freedom Heating and Air. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. They can put HEPA filters in place in your home. They can redesign and reconfigure your home ventilation system, including some great UV systems that kill the coronavirus and a lot of other stuff. Check them out, freedomheatingandair.net. Folks, thanks to all of you. I deeply appreciate each and every one of you listening to the show today, each and every one of you contributing in some form. And Art, thanks for the great email about Marion County. We got 32 cases of COVID-19 in Marion County, second highest in Oregon. And apparently, Salem Health has 11 patients alone. Pray for them all. Pray for wisdom. Pray for our leaders. See you tomorrow.